The cleanup is just beginning in several towns across northern New South Wales. In Lismore, the downpour has given way to light rain falling intermittently in the township this morning as residents and business owners are given the all clear to return to their homes and properties. The ABC's Jake Sturmer is in Lismore. I spoke to him a short time ago. Jake, good morning. Describe to us, what's the situation like in Lismore this morning?
Sabra, I'm in the main street of Lismore and the roads are closed to traffic, and that's because front-end loaders are picking up the piles of destroyed goods and putting it into trucks so it can be carted off. And the damage is extensive. All up and down the street, there are huge piles of damaged goods, everything from computers, curtains, and it's starting to get quite smelly, and it's going to need to be taken away. So it's going to be a long time, probably weeks. And in some good news for the community, there is a huge camp. 43 tents have been set up about 15 minutes away where hundreds of SES volunteers are being based. This morning, they will come in and help out and assist with whatever's required.
Lismore had been the subject of an evacuation order. Have most people returned home to their businesses or their homes now?
Yeah, they have. And for many, it's going to be quite a confronting scene because the water's reached around 11.5 metres, just below record levels. And if the destruction in the CBD is anything to go by, it's going to be a similar story for the homes across Lismore and South Lismore. We've had a bit of a drive around in the last few days, and some homeowners have already returned and have started piling up all of their damaged couches, fridges, washing machines, everything that has been inundated by this water. And they're all trying to move very quickly because the mud, once it dries, it becomes very, very difficult to remove and becomes very, very smelly. So homeowners have had to move in very quickly and rip up carpets and get it out so that the council crews can come in and pick it up.
Now, the Prime Minister and the New South Wales Premier are due there, I understand, today. Are you expecting any major announcements from them?
Look, it's not clear at this stage. What we know is that in the next few hours, both Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, will arrive from the Gold Coast. We understand they'll be taking a helicopter ride and inspecting a lot of the damage across northern New South Wales before landing in Lismore and inspecting the streets and the homes. And it probably will be quite confronting because there's a lot of rubbish, there's a lot of damage strewn across the CBD.
Jake Sturmer, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that was our reporter, Jake Sturmer, in Lismore.